I'm sorry, is that funny? Are you stand-up comic? Is that what you do now?
I will consult the bones.
Throw me a frickin' bone here.
I'm sorry I was born with this perfect bone structure.
It's time for the Comedy Bone Podcast, stand-up comedy radio with your host, Brian Monarch. Are you ready?
Oh, is ready.
There are 215 bones in the human body. That's one.
I just got that old-fashioned romantic feeling.
CBM to small.
Or I'd do anything to bone.
Medium to small.
They're safe to the C minus of boobs.
You know what? I'm giving them an even A.
You know, for its category.
Yes.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Even A.
That 30-second song we were just listening to meant we're live. Just so everyone, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, I've never done radio or anything ever in my life. I did not know.
I've never done a podcast.
Brian, you seem to be on your period a little bit.
Yeah, what is it?
You're snippy.
We're in the valley.
We have a schedule. This is a live show at 6 p.m.
Oh, my God.
Was it because you didn't have
to
drive 40 minutes in the heat? Was it
that
one?
Yeah, and by the way, Sam showed up on time. Can we just give a round of applause for that? I've never seen it.
No, I disagree with that statement. I pride myself on being on time for important things.
Well, I don't know what's going on with your pride, but I've never known you to be on time for anything.
When's the last time I was late for something that was important?
I guess it depends on your definition of
where important. Do I start?
Start one time at one thing.
Okay. Let's see. I think the last time that you... You know what? I'm taking on someone else's beef.
Yeah. whose beef is this? I was just telling you how much I love Jewish chicks and sundresses.
No.
And all of a sudden this became
whether
I run on black time or not.
Jewish chicks There's,
it's not
sundress.
An argument. You are...
I love Jew broads.
But there's nothing wrong with
Jew
that.
Boobs.
You're worth the wait.
I love Jew broads
you can pull
and sundresses. It's number two on my Super Freak big board.
Yeah.
Goes Latinas, Jewish bitches.
Why do we have to be bitches?
Because you love
bitches.
It nasty. Yeah. That's why. And you like that shit.
You're all bitches.
I've never encountered Sam being late, actually. He just rarely shows, actually.
That's such a lie.
That falls into the late category.
That's extreme.
Last week was a
lateness.
Very... Sometimes shit gets a little too busy. And
shit gets real.
I wasn't expecting to be late. Danielle was voicing that you would be late today.
I would love to know
I believe Danielle
here's the question.
Predicted it would be between 30
to
40
45
minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. If I'm headlining a room, why do I have to show up when the show starts?
I agree
starts?
With that. I never
Why
do.
Can I show up 10 minutes before I go up on stage?
Exactly. No one's saying you can't.
Yeah, so that's not being late. That's just not wanting to stand around.
I was not talking about you headlining a show and showing up 15 minutes before your set. That's not what I was talking about.
Okay, I'll give you that. The only thing we got to worry about being late is if I get
you
pregnant. That's the only thing we got to worry about.
Wait, what'd you say?
The only thing we have to worry about being late is if I get you pregnant. That's all we got to worry about.
Period.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for explaining it to the.
Yeah.
You don't got to worry about it with her. She'll make the right decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, she will.
Knock it out.
Totally.
She'll walk up to go punch me in the gut hard, fast.
Yeah, that thing is fucking dead.
I'm just gonna walk past these stairs and. Don't let me see you coming.
The stairs isn't like enough for me. Like I really need to know. I
need
to see it in the bucket. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You want that thing to get out there.
Hey.
Note to self. Do not get people who know each other on the show all at once.
Okay, Brian.
Why? Because there's no topic? We don't need no stinky topics.
I haven't even introduced you motherfuckers yet. We're like 10
we
minutes.
We need no introduction.
That's true. That was the Greg Wilson.
All right,
yeah.
Let's just do it. The Greg Wilson on the love seat. He has been on VH1, Modern Family, True TV, MTV, TLC, and you performed at Madison Square Garden. I always like to throw that in.
That's true.
Yeah.
That must have been awesome.
It's pretty wild.
That's
it is
on my
awesome.
List.
Pretty fucking wild.
D Stew, we call her around here.
The D Stew.
Danielle Stewart. She's been on Chelsea Lately. E with an exclamation mark. VH1, TBS, and Disney. All those. That's right.
The second to third sexiest comedian in.
Second
Who's
to third.
Number
let's not explore it. Let's not explore it. This will be, I cannot come on this podcast and be insulted like I was the last time.
That's why you're back, because that was
a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. What were you with?
Ari Shaffir just went off on a
second time. He's vehemently fucking insulted me. I'm done.
That you're hot?
No, that I'm ugly, that I'm old, that I'm fat. I can't take it anymore.
Ari?
It's like, yeah.
Wow, that must have been
but
like...
But you know that that's like...
1998
like,
Ari.
Yes.
Like that guy hasn't been around for a while.
Security, like...
I know.
Since you won't fuck me, I'm going to say these things about you.
I totally understand that.
That's
it still
what
doesn't
do.
Feel good. It's... what do you mean?
No, that's like in the seventh grade.
Oh,
you know?
Right.
In the
Ari
seventh
calls
grade,
somebody
that's exactly
ugly.
What
that
I
is...
No, okay, I don't... Actually, let me take that back. I don't think he actually said I was ugly. He just said I was old, not attractive anymore, and fat.
It
was
only one of those is true.
It was the it was the most drama we've had on Comedy Bone.
That's terrible. No, yeah. That isn't. That's rude.
And that's
real
the second
world.
Time he's told me that. So.
And he's the kind of person that's not going to go back and say, "Oh yeah, okay, I didn't mean it," or "I'm sorry." He just
well, of course
he has
it.
To stand his ground about how 23-year-olds are hotter than 30, whatever.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
27-year-olds.
God damn.
Yeah,
boy,
but you know what, dude? Let me tell you something. Yeah, Ari's just retarded. I love Ari, but sometimes he's just retarded. He's just retarded.
Wait a minute. Let's just get it. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
You are.
You're hilarious.
Thank you, Greg.
You're sexy, and you're a lot of fun and easy to hang out with.
Yeah, you are.
You know, you're beyond a 10. Like, you're like a 10 plus, because you're like 10 plus fun to be around, which is impossible. So, you know, fuck
I've masturbated the thought of you getting, like, gangbanged by, like, five black guys.
Thank
does that make
so
you feel good?
It does. It really does.
You, I don't think I've ever done a show with you that I haven't jerked off thinking about you.
Yeah.
Or fucked my girlfriend.
Since we sat down, I thought some really nasty shit.
Ever since you taught Greg
about... And tonight will be no different.
Ever since you told Greg about the coke and the anal that he's been...
I know, he's been hooked.
What, you went Stevie Nicks?
No, we were talking about... I said that I thought coke and anal went together like chocolate and peanut butter.
Totally.
This is what she chose.
First time we met, we have to go to this shit gig that there's a sign behind me for, okay? In the middle of Nowheresville, fucking desert, bingo slot, five nickel slot place. Yeah,
nice poster, though.
And this kid at the end, they booked this kid at the end, Corey Craig, and he didn't show up. Little shitbag.
He pulled a Sam Triple.
Oh, and this place pulled... They had some rule that the entertainers couldn't drink.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Arizona a lot, too.
Dude,
it's stupid.
I was furious. I was like, wait a minute. I can't have a drink. I'm a 40-year-old man. I can't have a drink.
So this happened, what, 5 years ago?
Coahuila.
Actually, I was probably 39 at the time. Cocksucker. Yeah. So anyways, but we go to do this gig. We're on the drive. The first time I meet her, she's in the same. We're in Brian's car driving on this gig. And so, we're talking about cocaine. And
we were talking about anal.
For 10 minutes and he knows she does anal and cocaine at the same time.
We were talking about anal sex and I go,
Jewish,
I only do anal sex if I'm on coke.
No,
and
see,
like,
I think we were talking about coke. We were talking about coke. You go, I can't do coke anymore because when I do coke, I just want to do anal.
That's true.
That's what it was.
That's an accurate statement.
There's nothing better than coke fucking back when I did it. Back when I was partying the...
I've never done coke fucking.
Really?
It's
the best
so
kind
good,
of fucking
dude.
There.
That's
is.
Why you can't do it. That's
but
why
the,
you can't do it.
Sometimes
that's why
hard,
people get addicted
it
to it.
It's hard to get it up, but once you get it up.
Oh, really?
Oh.
If, that's really why
like
you snort Viagra.
That's
like
why you get
sex.
A girl who loves giving head.
Totally,
she doesn't mind
and
a little coke dick to work with.
She takes it as a challenge. She's like, you know what? I'm going to get it. And you're like, yes, you are.
Yep.
Yes, you are. Yep. And then you're like, one girl did it twice. And I was like, this girl's a champ.
Was she ATM? She wasn't ATM.
No.
Oh, okay. That's where I draw the line. What?
That's
come
the
on.
Mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Do you draw a line? That makes me sad.
That I draw a line?
Yes. There should never be a line.
I went to private school. You can't
I'm
hold it against me.
Line.
Of course she doesn't ask.
I paused the intros.
Say something for your wedding night, for Christ's sake.
I paused the intros to stop about, to talk about Ari. Are we done with Ari?
Yep.
So I can introduce Sam Tripoli on the couch with Danielle.
Sam
there he is.
Tripoli.
He's been on Showtime, Premium Bled on Comedy Central, E! You guys weren't on E! Together, were you?
No.
And Spike TV.
I wish we had been on E!
I think we stopped partying.
I'm
when
rolling
she partied,
right now.
She didn't talk to me when she partied. We did.
That's not true.
Yeah.
We made out.
You like?
Oh!
No, but you rubbed my dick one time and then you just walked off and then I never saw you again.
That sounds like Danielle.
I don't remember the dick rub, but I do remember that I made out with you back when you were like more Arma looking. Like you had the 3/4 length leather jacket phase.
Awesome.
Remember that? 99, 2000.
I call that October Sam.
Where did you guys make out?
in my car at the corner of Hayworth and Melrose.
That's awesome.
You remember when they made? Remember had that?
No, I was dropping them off after something.
Remember they had that really cool bar called Barfly on Sunset.
Yep.
Yes,
they used to do comedy there, and we were at the bar, and she just started fucking, just fucking getting it going, and then she just walked off. Yeah.
I don't remember.
God, I missed all that.
I think
so
Danielle gets a little
it.
Aggressive sometimes. Like, once in a while, you'll just, like, go for it with somebody, I
well,
feel.
I do have a little bit of mania, and when I get hypersexual sometimes.
I remember you pulled your tit out at LA Pizza once. I don't know what was going on.
I love that. It's like you're
all I know is it was awesome.
With areola?
Yeah.
I'm always on the lookout for a runaway train. Okay, she's on the loose. All I got to do is lay down on the tracks and let her run me over.
There's two guys at the LA Pizza table. The show's over. Everyone's gone. It's just them. They're talking, and they're like, what color nipples do you have? Like, I don't know why it was brought up, but you're like, it's like a purplish type of dark tan, and you're like...
Purple.
Ah, fuck it. I don't know if he's purple, but you said tan.
She has purple nipples?
No.
We're going to have to see this.
What man, color? Imagine she was black. She had a purple nipple and purple pussy. That'd be so weird.
What color are they, Danielle?
They're like very dark.
Yeah, that's what you're saying, and then you pulled it out for a second.
Nubian.
I wasn't even part
Nubian.
Of the combo.
Are they big or are they little?
Asian they're medium.
Girls.
They're average. Susan B. Anthony's.
Thai girls.
Susan B. Anthony.
Oh, she's Thai nipples?
Yeah.
That's cool.
The dark meaty.
Yeah, that's so then cool. She just pulled it out.
Yeah.
And
that's
then,
great.
And Sam is also, you do the Naughty Show and the Naughty Show podcast too, right?
Yeah, I got a big Naughty Show coming up.
We might get through the intros by the end of this podcast.
And we made it to the end of the show, and the last thing he did was finish the fucking intro. That should be our goal for the rest of the show. Not let him finish his shit.
That's
and
hilarious.
The last thing he says is the introduction.
We'll call it the intro show.
Yeah, the intro to nowhere.
And he was also on the Tonight Show. Thank you. That's the end of the podcast.
Yay.
All right.
Yeah, this in
who's
retrospect, this might have been an interesting
no
combination room. Booking the three.
Why I wouldn't even want to be on it.
You know what? It's true. You look at I literally because
talking about comedy.
Okay, I agree with that. Move on.
You
great
can pull
call.
The microphone a little closer, Greg. I hear you less than
well,
them.
Well, because I hear it cracking.
Is that a bad thing? Is that a bad thing?
We'll here's get rid of the cracks later. By the way.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you go just, through and you. You
yeah,
fix it up.
Yeah.
You go
so we gotta get it. We gotta
you
get
do whatever
our
that
ears
technology
punished.
Is yours high?
No,
I can
I'm
turn
just saying
head
we're
head
just getting pops.
Yeah, it's
talk about Danielle's sundress for a little while.
Right,
let's take a look. Let's get that.
It is on one of my lists. It is on one of
you
my.
You know
list.
The great thing about Danielle in a sundress, and I know this from experience. She isn't. She, you know, how some girls are vigilant about the panty shot. Right, like they're on it. The hands are on standby during any transition. Danielle. She's kind of casual.
No, I'll share in stone.
Yeah,
I don't
she's
care.
A, she's a little, yeah. And I love it. I fucking
yeah.
Nothing makes my day like a panty shot. You
Greg
know what I mean?
Doesn't want a shy girl.
I don't know why. I don't care. I just don't care. It means nothing.
Feels good. It's awesome panty.
This is this footage or whatever you would call it is something I'm going to listen to when I'm old and be like, oh my god, someone fucking wanted to see my vagina. I remember those days.
Did you?
I'm sure there's a line around the block of people wanting to see the vagina.
Did
yeah,
you,
but that's.
Did you listen to the? Did you listen to the episode you did with Ari Shaffir? Like, just play it back.
No, I heard it was good.
Was it Jew on Jew crime?
It was four Jews that day.
Yeah,
four Jews in a fountain.
Eric Schwartz, me, Danielle, and Ari.
But we were all like, when he went off on that thing, we were all like. Like you're just like it was just unnecessary
right.
meanness.
I was trying to start
Eric,
the quiz.
Was Eric was he just silent through
silent.
It? Yeah, because Eric shrinks up when there's negative energy. Totally, he's just like I'm not
really?
Here. I'm not in it.
Eric's
what is he? One of those fucking positive people?
Yes he's a positive nice guy.
I can't stand that. Eric's a nice guy, but it's like, can we talk or do we live in pink clouds?
Well, but you know,
fucking
it's
annoying.
It's not like he's being fake about it. It's who he is. He's not
no,
just
he's
nice
just
guy.
A he's a well
he's
like
guy.
Well. Adjusted.
Yeah, but if I'm human. Talking about something and it's not all positive thoughts, you ever get that where you're like, hey, what's up with this? And people are like, oh my God, he's talking about somebody.
Yeah, but that
fucking freaked
we
out.
We weren't supposed to talk about comedy, though. We're often
we're not. That's,
no, we're
I've
not.
Never
we're
mentioned
not.
Comedy.
Back, you're right.
Back. Did anybody watch the gold medal game today with the United States?
I
did. No, I did not.
Okay, here's what I think. I think the United States was trying to demolish them. You know, like they wanted big plays and big steals, and consequently, they made mistakes all day long.
Yeah.
Big fouls, and they and allowed the other teams. If they would have just played them like they were a team to be respected and played, it would have been a much better game for the
because
Americans.
They weren't playing Spain. They were playing the 1992 Dream Team.
Right.
So they
so
had
they wanted to,
go big. To
highlight Real, exactly, and it fucking backfired because these guys play in the NBA now.
Dude, let me tell you something. If
Dream Team never played NBA players.
Dwight Howard and Andrew Bynum had played on that team.
Oh, it would have been a totally different team.
They would have crushed the 92 totally. Team. I don't care what anybody says. And Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan are my two favorite people. But I know you don't want to talk sports either. So let's
Oh, no. We, it's
talk
okay if you guys
did
are
you watch
Rihanna.
Any of the Olympics at all? You didn't watch any of the Olympics?
I don't watch TV. I don't look at the news.
I'm not into sports.
I don't do
care.
Anything.
No, I think that's so
I
cool
like UFC.
Not to watch the news.
I like UFC.
Yeah, I got some good stuff going on. Been working with Adam Hunter.
I think I just
Hunter
touched my balls for like the third time in this podcast.
I'm always touching
then,
my dick.
And then I just realized that my balls are on camera.
Oh, is this on camera?
Totally. I was totally stretching yeah. my fucking
Are you wearing a
my
bra?
Dick like that. And
no.
I was like, oh,
how about
you
underwear?
Can see that. Okay.
I yeah. am wearing underwear.
God, it was almost perfect.
But no bra though, right?
No bra.
No bra.
We have some people watching live. If they have any questions, just tune
Tell
in.
Tell them
right
we
here.
Apologize for the
Tell them I'm in a relationship
fuck.
And I don't have an STD. I actually just have itchy balls. I haven't showered today. That's the whole
Don't worry, Daniel.
You don't
your
always
legs
shower,
have been crossed
you,
the whole time.
No, I do. Well, I mean, you know, yeah.
I really don't care.
Okay.
I never really shower if I got to come to the Valley.
I like
I
that we can have a conversation.
I didn't shower
while
before
we're
this.
Talking.
I was like, this isn't worth showering for.
I did shower. I walked all day today. I just sometimes I just like to walk and I just happen to pick the fucking hottest day on the planet.
Totally. It's a terrible day for walk.
I walked from Fairfax and Melrose to the Hollywood Bowl.
That's a long, that's a pretty good
that's
little
pretty
walk
long,
there.
Yeah.
I like walking.
Fairfax and Melrose.
I like walking.
I like
what did
walking.
You, I like walking.
Did you have a sleepover at Jason's?
Yeah.
Is it because you
oh,
hate your car?
That's so cute.
What did you guys do last night?
Just went balls deep on Jason Tebow, and then nice. I just had to walk home. Walk of shame,
We
want to
know what you really did.
I was at the store last night doing stand-up, and it was kind of cool.
What? The comedy store?
Yeah. I was vexed. It was kind of cool because I got up early. When I was normally, I go up in front of the
yeah,
lakes.
Yeah, totally.
So all
they
the
throw
fucking.
Me up so late, and I'm always like, why are they saving the best comic for the until nobody's here?
Because no, when I started, oh, we're back on comedy.
Okay, we got it.
You know, I knew this was going to be a challenge.
No, it's not really.
Let's
talk some
talk
other stuff.
Else.
Let's talk
okay,
other.
So.
I just got a new car.
I like that.
I'll hit
Ooh,
that.
What'd you get?
I got a beautiful.
God, you got to be happy about that because your last car was like a chick car. And
no,
so,
that was Dana's car.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that
his
was
his car. Was before that was the Montero.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember the
great
the
for fucking.
Yeah, the Montero.
All my cars, I
Montero.
Always say, "Can I hit it?" I'm dead serious. Can I hit some shit in the back seat? Which
well,
is very
the
important.
Bug would have been a no go on that one.
Yeah, that
you
one.
Can't even get them in the fucking bug.
You can't even get groceries in there.
Have
bug.
You
even
done
after you painted
cocaine back seat car sex?
Yeah, yeah.
Coke car
Way
sex.
Way back in the day, back when I before I found Jesus, yeah, I did a lot of that stuff.
Are you totally sober now?
Yeah.
Really? 100%?
Yeah.
No drinking?
Yep.
No weed?
Yep.
So why
I
were you
really
sleeping at Tebow's
weed.
House?
No, but wait,
I never
for
really
how,
did weed.
How long have you been straight sober?
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Gotta start somewhere.
Laugh. That is great.
Good job.
Yes,
keep
yes.
it up, man.
Gotta start somewhere, dude. I had 5 years before.
I didn't know you were... Exactly. I actually have never known you to be much of a drinker or partier or anything anyway.
Well, that was the whole thing. I would
he
try to do it on...
DL.
Yeah,
yeah,
DL.
He's shady.
I like to get
shit.
In, do my gig, get yeah. in, get out, and then yeah. go do some shady shit.
Yeah.
Nice.
But now I got this new car, and it's great. Couldn't believe they gave me a fucking loan. Because nobody's giving loans out anymore.
Right.
What kind of car?
It's a Montero Outlander.
A new, like a like
new
what year?
Montero.
2012.
Nice.
Yeah, it's
what
so
What color?
Nice. Armo White.
Love it.
Armo White.
Can I tell you, though,
Keep
here's
it real.
The thing. Here's
Armo
the thing.
White.
Did they get the
Now we
shot
can see down
camera?
Your skirt. There
say,
we're getting it now. There they are.
Oh, yeah.
So I get the worst seat.
Totally. I missed everything, too. Can we get an individual one each way? Or?
It's not even. Could you really
What's
see it?
What's so funny is
Did
like.
It is
either,
high definition.
We're either near 40 or over 40, and we're still getting excited about seeing
that,
underwear.
And he just said it doesn't know the form.
It doesn't really.
And then you fucking.
Hold, look at his reaction. Look at my reaction.
You said he got the worst seat in the house.
I'm not even
I'm excited the fact that you
underwear.
Were just a hypocrite.
Hold on. I'm not saying I wouldn't
Let me give you a
see it. What is it, scratch and sniff
are
right
not,
now?
I thought we were going
to Dude, it's the fucking no. Hispanic in him
coming
out.
Could you really see
out.
It, Brian?
I saw your underwear.
You did the nude one, like the nude colored ones?
They were either white or nude colored. Yeah, they were light.
Interesting.
Why were you getting flesh colored?
I wore, yeah, because it's a white dress, so anything else you can
see. Oh, so
you
right, want people to think you're walking around with no underwear on.
Right, which is... I mean, you don't want to see a panty line.
Why don't you just thong it out?
I am wearing a thong. It's a nude thong. It's a nude, like, span, like,
Can we see on the side?
No, you can't. You can't see anything.
This is offensive. You ever been with a girl you meet and you do like the feel up on the side, see if there's any underwear there?
Yeah.
And if there's no underwear, you know it's go time. Yeah. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
okay. I just brought up a point. Yeah. Everyone's like, yeah, pretty much.
Sure.
Okay. Is that how it was in the car with Danielle and Franklin and whatever? What street was it?
I don't even think I ever hung out with Danielle when she didn't have underwear on.
No, I don't know if I wasn't wearing underwear.
I think she purposely
it
puts it on when I come
around. It was Melrose and Hayworth, ironically where my ex-boyfriend lives now. But no, I was in the car. We kissed for like 2 seconds.
I called Danielle.
And it was like 12 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I called Danielle. Yeah.
This isn't such breaking
her underwear dream catcher.
What?
It catches my dreams every time she got underwear on. I'm a big on no underwear. I just get excited.
Not me, man.
I'm down for the G-string.
Yeah.
I love
Do you
no
like
underwear.
Lingerie?
Yes. I'm very
I don't give a shit about the lingerie.
Here's a good... I think this is a good topic.
You wouldn't like to start dressing girls up in lingerie?
Actually, I'm more into just panties.
Hey, I want to ask you guys something. I was talking to somebody today about this. That, like, you know, you hear comics do a lot of jokes about young girls versus older or mature girls.
Who were you talking to about this today?
I forget.
Sounds
who
like the Ari thing again.
This is a comedy story.
I forget who it was. But it was a funny. And I'm talking now that I'm at an age where I want scenarios now. I'm playing fucking storylines. I got story arcs. Like when I was young, it was just like, let me hit that shit.
Right.
Now I want a story to be told.
Now,
I want
you
to play a character.
Like she works for me.
I send her
like,
sides. Okay. I send her sides.
Right.
Do you think
good.
This has anything to do with the proliferation of pornography?
No, it just has to be like, I've done so much in my life sexually that I've enjoyed it. I know, I just want to play to my...
What's the craziest thing you've done?
Oh, you don't want to know.
I do want to know.
I'm going to take that question off the table. Because that shit is fucking dark.
Is it?
It is dark.
Can you talk about it on here?
Not everything. Because I just, no, because it's
Give
just...
us the basic scenario.
Well, hold on. Can I just, I want to put a footnote in here.
What do you... You have like dead dogs on the bed? What's
going
on?
No. But hold on a second.
That
there's a difference
sexy,
between there's a difference
dogs.
Between dark on paper and fucking real dark. Like if you okay, like let's put it this way.
Right.
If you snort a bunch of coke, and then just fuck someone like raw dog dirty in the backseat of a car, that doesn't sound that dark. But the evilness that you feel inside you bubbling up when that happens.
See, I've never felt that
evil. And
the
hate, and like, what?
I never felt that evil.
You really? Oh,
what kind of evil do you?
I have to feel that
oh,
evil.
Oh, me too. I love
that's
it.
What
that's
I'm looking
what I'm
for.
Exactly.
Totally.
Me too.
I'm looking for some dark, evil experience that's like, this is some. And then the best is.
Oh,
the
you're talking the rush of
over,
doing something that's.
The
shit. That you're like, I should be doing this.
But also that, no one caught us.
Yes,
you know
yes,
what I mean? Like, nobody saw
Oh, that's hot.
Like,
yeah.
I got away with
that.
Like, just that secreting off into the night. Like, ooh, no one can even tell that just happened.
I know.
And that's
so. So it's, darkness, it's like, you know, you think, oh, what's the craziest thing you've ever done? And
right.
It's going to be like, oh, I fucked an animal or something. But really, it's more about the motivation behind it. Like, I've done some dark shit. I picked up a guy once off the street. I was driving home from a bar.
Real quick, Danielle, before we're going to hear this story. I don't think that's why Sam doesn't want to tell the story. I think it's something fucking worse than what you're saying right now. I don't think there's animals
What's
involved.
Worse?
Why are you
no.
stopping her story?
No, because we're not going to get back to her.
And let's just say something. No matter how dark your
thing gets, because he said he doesn't feel the dark.
It's not that bad. There's nothing you could do sexually that I'm like, that was horrible.
No. I'm not saying that I have
I'm
the
like,
darkest story.
Anything
right.
you say, I'm like, that's fucking hot. You know what I'm saying?
But the only thing I was saying about that was that before he says the craziest thing he ever did, I
right.
wanted to put out there that take in mind that there's probably drugs involved,
right.
and therefore it makes it darker and shadier.
And he said that didn't make him feel dark. That's why I thought it didn't have anything to do with
that's
what you were saying.
That's a fucking load of bullshit.
Okay.
You're telling me that you don't get high... To fucking like, so it's just like dirty. Like you don't. That doesn't.
Oh, you
add
mean
to
it does the.
I'm not
what?
Saying you want to murder them. I'm just saying that it gets fucking shady. Like you're doing like a
but
white man, trash.
But I
drug,
find the shadiness
like. Hot.
It, the excitement of it. So Legs. I don't feel. But I don't feel the evil of it.
One
I don't
time,
feel like it's evil.
You're taking evil as a bad thing. I'm saying that's exactly why you do it.
I was enjoying
that.
It
totally.
So much. That it started ruining all the other stuff. That everything else became, I don't want to do that. I want to do this. And I just can't do that. So that if there's any evil in it, it was that I couldn't get all my other work done because I was just enjoying this so much. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Like,
I do.
But I'm at a place now where it's like, I don't need to start having every night be rock and roll legend sex. I don't need that anymore. It's like, I did it. It's fun. Nobody's keeping score anymore. There's nobody, there's no trophy at
people
the end
don't
of
even
the
enjoy
day.
Nobody ever was keeping score though. Anymore. Like, yeah, when you're younger,
when you're younger, you think there's, you,
there's
amongst,
a score.
Totally. Amongst you and your friends, there's a score going.
So what do you do now?
I just, you know what, man?
Slow,
you know what's the weirdest thing?
Masturbation.
I quit. I hardly, if ever, watch porn anymore. It's really weird.
That's great. It's, that's because you know, you've met the porn stars and you have respect for them now as people. That's
that
probably
boy,
why.
That ain't possible.
That may sound like a funny statement, but there
that's
is some
true.
Truth to that.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how when you don't watch porn, your history on your computer never gets fucking cleaned. I just have like 3 months back of history on my computer. I'm like, well, I haven't cleaned this in a fucking while. Yeah. When you're watching porn, you're like, clean,
yeah,
clear.
That's
clear.
Funny. I've never cleared my history.
I don't clear my history.
Yeah, because
when
again,
my computer.
As a woman, there's nothing where I can go on to your thing if we're dating and you're looking at weird shit and I'm like, oh my God. She's looking at that. That's so. But as a girl,
yeah,
you find
you.
Me looking at any porn, and you're like, "Oh my God, you're looking at that porn."
Okay, first of all, you're making a grandiose statement. I wouldn't. If,
a
if
grandiose
I was,
statement.
Yeah. If I was
maybe
dating
on
somebody
you specifically,
yeah.
But not on women in general.
Right. But I'm just saying, if I like, there is not. I mean, if I looked at my boyfriend's computer and it had like, you know, donkey sex, I may want to have a conversation with him. But other than that. I think
well,
if he,
but that just means he's watching it. It doesn't mean he's like doing it.
Exactly. No, it's not like I would be weirded out.
We've all seen
I would
two
just...
girls, one cup.
He said that. And he said that like he was talking to his girlfriend. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
He
yeah,
was
yeah.
said like I just because I'm
it
watching it doesn't
like
matter.
Summer.
Yeah, just, you know, you look at the weird stuff sometimes.
He's gonna go home. You gotta watch the podcast.
Sometimes
later.
You had a couple key bumps just to make sure you drive straight. And you're a little worked up. You gotta see something weird.
Can I tell you another reason to quit coke? Is that the coke is so bad now.
Oh, really?
It's just you're doing drywall
times, yeah.
now.
Sometimes it's good, but sometimes it's very bad. It's
you have like, to have a good connection.
You really do. You got to have a good dealer, regular guy you like.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like...
It's hard
I mean,
to find one that isn't arrested.
So what do you do when you're not doing the... You don't have sex every night now. What do you do for fun that's not sex-based?
I get work done, dude.
Like what?
Everything. I mean, like I'm working on my comedy, working on my projects. I'm trying to produce more and more stuff.
Good.
I enjoy... Like, you produce a lot of shows.
Yeah.
I enjoy producing shows. As much as I love being on the show and start, I love producing shows.
We don't have that in common, but that's cool. I
don't know. I
it's,
just
it's,
really,
I do too many. There's like eight a month. It's just
well,
crazy.
Yeah, maybe
you
do
one a month
money.
Would be fun.
I pick what I like. I produce three shows now.
Yeah, yeah.
One is my naughty show. I just started helping produce this comedy rap battle that's kind of blowing
oh,
up.
Oh, we were gonna do that.
Oh,
Sardos.
The rap battle. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
and then
I watched it this last week. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, and then I got this amazing show that I do at the I did at the Viper Room till they fucked me out of my money. It was a karaoke pole dancing championships. And
yeah, I came and did a guest spot on that.
Yeah.
We're talking about they comedy again.
Yeah, right.
Hold on. I just want to say that, do you know that they're doing an air humping competition now? Like, the
air
porn industry
humping.
Is doing a
yeah.
big one.
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel like they took it from you.
They probably did. And I don't even give a fuck because,
I
no,
know,
it's called air sex. That's how you know
sex.
Something shady. Who calls it air sex?
Air sex. Yeah. yeah. They're like, well, we don't want to think we took it from him. We'll call yeah. it air
We're gonna
sex.
We're going to change it up a little bit.
Then they're yeah. so creative in that.
But industry. I own the international air humping championships of the world. I buy all my domains.
Oh, I love that.
That's
and
great.
I'm doing a night of champions where I want to do like my pole dancing karaoke shit, my rap battles, and my air humping all in one night.
Well, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Variety show.
I want to do your rap battle show. Put me on the rap battle show.
Yeah, dude, they're looking for people. They got one more September 7th, I think it is. They're doing another one, and then they're going
to
take the eight champions. And we're going
to
do, they're going to take the eight champions.
Yeah.
And then they're going to do one night of all the champions.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam so, Tripoli's Madhouse.
Which yeah, is weird.
That's what you should call it.
No, fuck that. Fuck that.
Were you going to tell the... Did I interrupted your story. I know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so
were
picking
gonna,
up a dude on the street that she was about to bang all high on coke.
There we go.
And you stopped it. We never got
I don't
to
rem- No, I wasn't high on coke. I don't remember why I started telling the story, but...
something about
dark
evil.
Dark,
it was
yeah.
something about intentions. I don't remember, but I'll tell you the story. It's
tell
not really
story,
that big
sure,
of a deal. But
story.
I used to go out sometimes, like looking for to hook up. Like that's why
cruising?
I would go out
with
cruising.
Friends or by
yeah.
your
female
friends or by
cruising.
Yourself?
No, by myself.
Oh,
this
God,
was
I love
a
that.
This
Damn.
Was a different this
I never
was a different time
out
in my
by
life.
Themselves.
I used to do it all the time, and I go dive bar diving. So that's, it's like
whenever,
you go
whenever I did a show, and there was a girl in New York. and there was a girl by herself in the audience. I knew. I was like, okay, she's out by herself. She's looking to have some fun. That's the one.
That's just, yeah, if you and find then, a girl in a bar, that's no
inefficient,
friends.
That's inefficient cruising. Like, you sit through a whole fucking show. It's like, that's
well,
not,
Well, she's
that's
more like just shopping. She's like, no, nope, next, it available. Next.
Yeah, but you were actually But actively, there is an urgency. Like, right. For me, when I go out to do it, there's an urgency to it.
Well, it's like almost like Craigslist. I want you to get back to your story, but I go on Craigslist.
I'm like a gay man.
I hope this podcast ends with her ending her story.
Yeah. And then you introduce her.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You haven't introduced her yet. It's great. We're saving it.
So I was at this bar that I used to go to all the time called the Starlight Lounge. Some people might be familiar with it. It's on Moore Park in Tahunga.
How many times did you go there by yourself and bang dudes?
Well, I used to go there like 3 nights a week. I mean, I was a bar fly.
Oh,
I don't know if you know that, but I am an alcoholic.
Did you get lucky most of the time, obviously?
Well, girls, it's not getting lucky.
Well,
it's
you
like
know what I mean.
Mission accomplished. It's
done.
Just like
it's a done deal. But did you ever not?
It's just approving of it for that night.
If I wanted to hook up. No, back in those days, no, I never, I don't think
hot,
I ever went home.
Totally
yeah.
Kidding.
I don't think I ever went home empty handed during those days.
Right.
But here's the thing. It's not even so much about, it's a lot of it has to do with my age at the time. You know, when you're 22, 23 and you're out at bars, everyone else that's out at bars is 22, 23.
Right.
It's like, if I'm going to go out now, it's going to be a range. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I'm going to, I might go to a bar where it's all kids. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just, it's
so anyway. What made this night special?
So I really wanted to hook up. It was a Monday night, I remember, and I had to work the next day. I had like a 9-to-5 job.
Greg loves it already.
I love these
and
stories.
I had done something earlier where it was like I needed to fucking let off some steam, you know what I mean? So yeah. It was like late. It was like 9 or 10 and yeah. I went to the Starlight.
Late. It was like 9 or 10.
And it was just the regulars because it was like a Monday night, you know what I mean?
Right.
And the regulars were old and it was whatever. And I had a few drinks and then but I really wanted to fuck. Like, that's what I was really, or actually, let me correct that. I didn't want to fuck. I wanted to blow somebody. That's
God
what I was, that's what I was wanting.
Have you
to
always
do.
Liked blowing guys, or
yes.
did, as you got a little
nope.
older,
yes.
you got, because
no, no, no.
girls
cocaine
since
does
beginning.
Not need to be involved for that. That's
since
just
the beginning.
Only anal. You
since
need
the beginning.
Since I was 18. That's all. Because you know why? And I talk about this on stage. Somebody early on in my blowjob days told me I was really, really, really good at it and made a fucking big deal about how good I was at it. And then I got an ego about
it.
And then I couldn't stop doing it.
So
you just wanted to become the master of it, meaning that you wanted to do it 1,000 times to truly understand
it. I believe 10,000.
I think it was really more about that it fed my ego. I thought I was good at it. Every
right.
time I would blow someone, they would be like, holy shit, that's the best blowjob I've ever had. Whether it was true or not, doesn't fucking matter.
What's the key to it?
Loving it.
Just going.
Now let me ask you, okay, if you when you were 16, you were given blowjobs, right?
16 to my boyfriend. I had a boyfriend all through high school, so
oh,
I wasn't
okay.
really started. I didn't really start sucking dicks with an ass until like I was out of high school.
That should be the name of her next album:
Sticks
Sucking
with
Dicks with
an
ass.
That is hilarious.
Dicks with an ass.
Yeah. So it was probably like 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're there Monday. There's mostly old people.
So anyway, I leave and I'm like really annoyed. Like really, like I'm leaving. It's like
I
2
can't
in the
even
morning.
Suck a dick.
It's 2 in the morning. I'm like
kind
I cannot believe I'm
live
leaving
in.
Empty-handed. And there's like, I lived on Moore Park and Vineland. So I literally lived like, you could have walked from my apartment to, but I was driving. So it was such a short drive.
Right.
I pull out and I see some kid roughly around my age. I just saw Converse sneakers, like walking across the street to 7-Eleven. And I was like, that's my guy. I didn't even see his fucking face. I was just like, that's my guy.
Wow.
I pulled up. I was
Hollywood
like, I rolled
stores,
down my
baby.
Window and I was like, hey, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm going to get beer. And I was like, get in. And so he got in my car and we drove to my apartment.
Yes.
And I guess I must have been drunk because I do remember sort of going in and out of like a blackout. But anyway, so I...
driving down Moore Park.
No, not driving when we were back
in
my apartment.
Yeah.
But then I gave him a blowjob and then he wanted to have sex and I was so fucking annoyed. I was like, no, I don't want to have sex.
You just want to slob the knob.
And then he wanted a ride home and I was like, go fuck yourself.
That is annoying. That is annoying.
I
but as a guy, you feel obliged to give her a ride
totally.
Home.
You like, picked him up on the street, though.
Yeah,
but
it's
your car.
Thank you. No. Exactly.
That should be enough.
Exactly.
Yes, pay for a cab. Walk
exactly.
It home.
Figure it the fuck out. Yeah, yeah. You know what
walk
I mean? It's
it
like
home.
You get a feature date in Columbus and they're not giving you air. You figure it the fuck out. I don't care how much you're getting paid. You know, I just you thinking you're picking up a six pack of Miller Lite. You just got your dick sucked. You can fucking figure out a way to get home. Plus the fact that I picked you up really walking distance.
I understand
from where
your
I was
viewpoint.
Like, you weren't even
I don't agree
like,
with it 100% though.
Well, this was also the period of time in my life. Like, if I were to do that now,
was
I would absolutely drive
back
home.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, of course.
I'm more motherly now, but back then I was like, get the fuck out. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I was just thinking about that the other day about like, just like, you know, when I'm going through my sexual highlight reel and I'm, because that's what I do now. I don't watch porn as much as I like to just relive my greatest hits.
Right.
You know, in my head. And, sometimes I was thinking about like how I would hook up with a chick and then I realized she wanted me to leave and I was totally cool with that. But it's
but
like
you didn't know.
Yeah, it's like because you know you hear all the like they want to girls want to cuddle. I'm like if you want me to leave, just be like okay, you don't have to stay. You don't have to be mean, but it's like there's got to be this like, kind of signal like get the fuck
give
out.
Give a hint.
Yeah, hit it, quit it, go. You know, it's like such an interesting.
At the very least, look at me like you're annoyed.
Yeah, be like sleep on the couch. That should be the sign. If girl says you want to sleep on the couch. Like,
no, she wouldn't say that. And if there's a girl listening that doesn't know how to get a guy out of her apartment, you just go like, "Oh fuck, I totally forgot. I have like a 9 a.m. thing tomorrow. Yeah, I better get to bed." Yeah. That's what you say.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
That always worked on me.
Yeah, and it doesn't. No harm, no foul.
Did it work on them when you did it to them?
But the only thing that pissed me off about that when I have to leave is that my favorite thing is. The roll over and hit it
morning
sex.
Yeah.
Like not even asking, just kind of like,
yeah, like I
waking her up.
This one more time because you're still here.
I love that. I love it.
If you didn't leave, I'm fucking you one more time.
I love that. I almost just want to do it at night just so I could do that in the morning.
I'd rather not do it at night and just do it in the morning. I'm totally.
I'd rather just do it in the night, no morning.
I can't tell you how many times
I don't like the morning hit it.
I don't, dude.
Because I gave her weed when we got back to my place. We're already drunk. And she's like, oh my God. And then she had to.
I prefer it. I love hangover morning sex. Yeah. Too.
Hangover morning sex.
My podcast, The Naughty Show, is sponsored by LA Speedweed. Mm-hmm. And he basically, you know, I get sponsored in weed. Yeah. And I don't do it, but I give it out
give
to my buddies, and my buddies give it to girls, and then it's just go time. It's just it's an aphrodisiac.
Well, girls are way more into weed now than they used to be.
Yeah.
They used to be like, I don't know, weed. Now girls are all into it. I guess because it's not coke, it feels safer or something.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's because women are raised. Okay, I got to say this.
Go
women
for
are
it.
Raised
say
with
it.
A fucking Madonna whore complex.
Right.
So it's like, oh, you're a slut or you're a good girl. Blah, blah, blah. So ever since pot's been undemonized because it's quote unquote legal, now all of a sudden all the fucking Madonna whore complexes cunts come out of the woodwork and are like, okay, I guess we can smoke weed because it's like socially acceptable. Go fuck yourself.
I feel
those
that
are the people
with,
that don't like my comedy.
With clean comics who get a name. That's how I feel about clean comics who get a name and then they got to do edgy comedy.
Right, right.
Like, now I'm edgy. I'm like, I've been doing edgy forever and now you're stealing my fucking.
Oh, but don't you know, Sam? Dirty comedy is easy.
I hate
that's
that.
Cheap.
Oh, God, that's
it's
the
a
worst.
Cheap
we're back on
joke.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. This thing's not ready to go. It has a screensaver.
Thank
there
you.
We go.
There thank is. You very much. So
your
back
whole
to
living
my...
room. Do you have to set this up or do you just leave it?
I just leave it like this.
I
that's
like
fucking
it.
Fucking brilliant.
Makes it real easy to get him into the bedroom too. Like we can't do shit out here.
Yeah, let's go watch the TV in my room.
I like it.
That is great, dude.
So Danielle,
yeah,
I wanted to ask you something. You used to do that Just Sex TV, and that was like sex hints, right?
Hints?
Was it tips?
Tips.
Sorry.
No, it was like a rant on different sex topics and my opinion on them.
Oh.
Sometimes I guess I mean it turned out being tips. Like I did do a two-part blowjob thing where I gave a little bit of tips on how.
Tip number one: you have to love it.
I tried.
What if they don't love it? Do you have a tip for people?
Some women just don't love it.
Some people
some
just
don't
love
it. Some
hold
guys
on,
don't
but
love
I have
even
a
pussy.
I have a theory about the women that don't love it. I think it's because they don't think they're good at it because guys have never told them. Because a lot of guys don't say shit during sex.
I think some
women
people are ashamed of it too. They think it's like they're a whores. Like I feel like
I
some chicks are weird.
I think
no,
some women
laborious,
watch.
It's laborious, and women are fuck. Here's the problem: women are fuck, especially hot women. Are lazy in the bedroom.
That's the greatest statement ever said.
They lay back. They're just like, like, oh, yeah. My pussy has this really high
anything
street value.
Anything over 8 isn't
going to
work.
Everybody wants to fucking get in here. You know what I mean? I don't have to work
anything
for it.
Anything below 6, got to fucking hustle.
Yeah, I don't want to.
It's not a true 8. It's if they think they're an 8 or not. That's what matters.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever their
mental
number is.
Yeah, because I know a lot of women who I don't even think should get any dick who have that fucking attitude.
Yeah, because, dude, you'll see it all the time. You'll see like a... like a good looking guy with an unattractive chick and you're like, what's going on there? And then you realize that chick is probably a master in the bedroom. Just fucking waits on that dude all the fucking time.
I don't think that's what it is. I think that he's probably somewhat of a piece of shit and totally. She puts up with his shit.
Totally. He treats you know her like shit and he's the only one
why
that does
why don't you
guys
go
to like
the
shit?
Negative? Yeah. Why can't we all be positive?
Hey, listen, it works.
It's truth. It's
that's
truth.
How I got every hot
it's
girl
truth?
I've ever been with.
Wait,
it's
truth. This,
what is that? Truth with a roofie?
No, truth? That's truth the way black people say yes. It.
Okay, that's I love that.
Like birthday.
In that scenario, the dude was the hot one or the chick was the hot one?
The dude.
Okay, so it's a hot dude, not such a good
looking
guy.
Same thing with the ugly guy and the hot girl.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the money or he, you know, makes her feel like whatever.
Have you ever been with a chick that wasn't so great looking because she was a champ?
I've been with tens and I've been with fours.
Right. No and threes.
I don't think threes exist.
That's not true.
I don't even think fours exist. I think
five. I assure you they exist.
Like, I was doing a radio show. This chick kept talking about twos. She's like, there's some twos.
Listen,
I'm like,
Matt,
where are these twos?
There's a couple bitches.
Where's this leprechaun that everyone's bowing?
There are a couple bitches
bowing?
That are in the negatives.
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
Like, well,
you disagree?
Me.
Really?
I think it's really hard to be a one or a two. I mean, really hard.
Dude, go to the park right now.
You're out of your fucking mind. When we get off this podcast, I'm going to name you five fucking people that we both know who are fucking negative ones.
I bet I know who number one on that list is going to be. But we can't.
Well, that one's up for debate because obviously someone thinks that she's hot. But but there's people that's like, it's not even debatable. Like, they
that's
are
true.
Fucking ugly.
Yeah.
I always feel sorry for girls that are like really big girls, but they didn't get the big girl titties.
Oh yeah,
that's
and
the
I'm,
worst.
That's I'm like, oh, poor thing. You, like,
I it's love
okay.
Big chicks,
that's okay.
Dude.
Here's the greatest like, thing in the whole world.
He's talking about a fat chick with little titties.
I don't even.
I'll
care.
Look at a girl and
what
I'll
do you
be
care
like,
about?
Holy shit!
She probably has a tight vagina.
Hold
See,
on,
and that's why you don't believe there are any twos.
I'll look at a girl and I'll be like, oh my God, you genetically got nothing. Like,
got nothing,
you
got all
got
low
nothing.
Cards.
And then I'll talk to them and they'll be talking about fucking. And I'm like, you've got to be lying right now. And then they remind me, oh, black guys.
Right.
Totally forgot. Totally fucking forgot.
Exactly.
Well, and they put
out God bless them.
Quality, good-looking people. Those unattractive white girls. And look at Blake Griffin, dude. That guy. Have you seen his dad and his mom? His mom looks like Flo from Diner, hit with gamma radiation. And they put out one of the greatest athletes ever to walk the fucking planet.
And that's all that matters to you. Like, the legacy you want to leave is like some kind of fucking NBA star. It's hilarious. Why don't you just fuck Leslie Jones and knock her up already? And just call it a fucking day.
I mean, might.
Yeah, because you guys would have a champion.
I might.
That'd be.
Does
a hell
she
of a
have the same
match.
Attitude?
That'd be a hell of a wrestling
what?
Match.
What's with her? What does she have the same attitude?
She's
or
a very large black.
No, woman. She's just a as Sam would say, thick. But I don't mean that as an insult. I just mean that she is a very well built, healthy.
If you wanted
tall
to make an athlete,
woman.
You would start with her.
Got
yeah,
it.
Exactly, exactly. She could have been an NBA player.
Yeah, WNBA.
WNBA.
Okay.
She's like, no, I'm an NBA. Okay.
I like fucking
we'll
tall chicks. I like tall chicks. I like thick chicks. I just like them. I would love to date a chick who was in decent shape, but she was thick of, you know, at least
That's
healthy.
That's why there's no twos and threes.
You know what I
healthy?
Always liked? I like chicks
Viking
that like
pussy.
Me.
I love That's Viking I
like.
Pussy.
You like what?
I like chicks that like me.
You mm-hmm. watch Game of Thrones, you see
Makes
that big
so
chick
easier.
With the blonde hair?
I love that giant blonde.
That chick.
I would totally climb that tree.
I would too, man.
As a little guy, I always loved the big girls. And strangely, sometimes they love the little guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the volleyball girls, they loved me.
Yeah. I love the volleyball
girls. Volleyball girls love
I'm not considered
thing.
A big girl. Aren't I considered kind of a big girl?
No.
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 I thought that I was
Not
big.
Even close.
You're very
I'm
5'8".
5'8"?
I'm 5'8".
Dude, there was this giant girl. No. Look at this girl. Let me see if I got the picture. Here.
For,
I shot a commercial this week.
You want to be a giant girl?
She was a sound check.
Yeah, I don't know.
You kind of want to be a giant girl.
No, I don't want to be a giant girl.
You
want to
be taller?
I just want to be. I always feel like I tower over everybody. And so, like, I that's how I see myself. I have, like, body dysmorphia.
Hmm.
What, do you hang out with kindergartners? What do you mean you're fucking?
I do tend to attract short blonde friends. It's very weird. It's like the opposite.
Yeah, but that's what you're supposed to date. Maybe not short, but you're supposed to date the opposite of you. It makes total fucking sense.
Oh, you mean people you date? I thought you meant girlfriends.
No, girlfriend. Oh, you do mean girlfriends. I attract, like, all of my friends are like 5'5".
Like little
five,
you know why they like that?
Yeah, like that. Shan Hatcher.
Because you guys don't work the same crowd.
I guess maybe. If men
come in, they're either going to be in the her or they're going to be in the you. Right. You're not competing with each other.
Not competing
maybe
with
it's not psychological. Maybe you're not
it's
doing it on purpose.
But it is psychological. Yeah,
and it's subconscious
right.
attraction for them to you, too, for the same reason.
Yeah, because I've never had a friend that looked
right,
even remotely
like me. Because if a
guy's
interested in you first, then they're not going to want it. It's definitely... You know,
I hope this isn't discounting your friendship with them. You're going to be home like, I'm only hanging out with her so I can get
No, it's just interesting that, like, I don't, like, you know, that I'm not better friends with, like, Annie Gerard. Not that Annie Gerard and I look so much alike, but we're in the same, I think we're in the same category.
You are.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
You are.
Yeah, yeah,
Annie
yeah.
Gerard
and, I love Annie Gerard, but we're not, like, fucking,
is she really?
You know,
oh,
whatever.
She's fucking hot. I don't know why she's not famous. It's she's so no, interesting.
She's no Danielle Stewart.
Well, Danielle Stewart's fucking hot, too. They're
I'm
two
like,
different hots.
It's different. I'm like, she's very like long and lean, and I'm more like curvy. And
I don't get why either of you aren't fucking famous. You look at a lot of people, you're like, fuck.
I believe she took my workshop.
Yeah, I think she did too.
I think so.
She's doing stand-up until I think one of her boyfriends told her, don't be an idiot.
Oh, she's not doing stand-up anymore?
I thought she was.
She was at some point, and then she had a boyfriend who told her not to do it because you're just going to end up being Jay Davis. That was it. That's
what
she said. Yeah.
Whoa,
that's
man,
the
that's
weirdest
so
advice
odd.
I've ever heard.
Yeah,
that's a weird person.
That's what Torgasm
pick.
Was on, I guess. Right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
Weird.
That's interesting.
That she has great comedic timing.
Huh.
She's really fucking easy to like write for on in like shorts and stuff
okay.
like that.
So me and this girl on the set, she's very tall, and I said, "You must hate being on a plane." She goes, "No, because I'm the size of an average man." And they're built for men. I said, that's funny. I'm the size of an average woman. So we started taking... This is us in our prom pose.
Oh, this is hilarious.
If we had gone to prom together.
Who is this? Oh,
she was the
beautiful.
Sound girl. She's a former model, but she was a sound girl on...
Did you hit it?
On the, please.
Oh, Sam must love this chick.
I'm in love. I live with my girlfriend. There was nothing with that.
Pass oh, yeah. That is hot. Yeah. I feel like I've seen her before.
She was very... She's a sound girl on a lot of big productions, I guess, but...
That's hilarious.
Because she's tall, so she can hold that boom mic.
I took pictures with Brad Williams last night, which reminds me of this. Yeah. Although he's a lot smaller than
Let me see, Greg. I want to put it on the.
Okay.
Put it on the camera here.
I just bit my nails off, so this is
obviously. She was super cool.
That looks like the suit you have in all your headshots. Oh, she's cute.
I think that is the suit I have in my website pictures.
Hang on a second.
Can you see that?
I'm getting a lot of spam lately.
On what, your emails?
Do you guys, has anyone here ever contributed to the Obama campaign?
No, you know I have. Elizabeth Warren, I've given money to her because I really enjoy.
I can't even give money to my landlord right now. I'm not giving money to anybody.
Elizabeth Warren, she's the one who.
Is it okay if I put my feet up?
Yes.
Here?
Yes. Thanks. You can go, just spread it out.
Let it breathe. Air it out.
Let it breathe. Like she's suffocating it, and it's just. Like,
it is hot. This is pussy breathing weather. Like you would be nice to.
Is it okay
it
in here? Is it okay in here?
Or
is
yeah,
it,
it's great. I'm
if
very
you want, angle it away from the camera. Put it this way.
She started the Better Business Credit, the
Better Business
the Consumer Credit, the Consumer Protection Bureau in Washington. She basically created that whole
okay.
thing. And now she's running for office in Massachusetts.
Great,
so she's like one of the people, like she got forced out. Like they wouldn't let her stay on for another term because she actually does what she
right,
says she wants to do.
Was actually getting something done, yeah.
Yeah, so she's running.
They don't like that shit.
Oh, no, dude. Oh, no.
No, it's a silly little ping pong match where they do the littlest stupid shit that affects nothing.
You know what's
like,
so funny?
Oh, look, we passed this. No raising the
It's
stand
all pro back. Wrestling, dude. It's pro wrestling.
Yeah, it's fake.
People act like it really matters. You know, yeah, they come on different. They come down different on social issues, but that's done on purpose.
Right.
So that they can get the sides of fight with each other. But politically and financially, they're all on big business's side, and they constantly keep. Do you guys watch the newsroom?
Why do you have your sunglasses
they
on?
They have to be on
Do you guys
the side
watch
of
the newsroom?
Yes. My girlfriend's on the newsroom. That. Not like one of the. She's in the control room. She's one of the. She plays associate producer one, which basically means she has no lines, but she's a particular person on the
she's
set.
She's on camera?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Summer? I didn't know Summer was an actress.
Yes.
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome.
Tell her congratulations.
So she did the whole season.
That's cool.
Whole season one. Anytime they're in the newsroom, who's in the control room.
Cha-ching, right?
She's right behind that. Well, not really, because she didn't have any speaking lines.
But so what?
But she had a regular job on the set for months and months and months. It was awesome.
Well, they talked about how Bill Clinton passed an act.
The Glass-Steagall Act, he repealed it.
Right.
Right.
And like how crazy that is.
Yeah.
And you got to think the two things that Bill Clinton did. Was that act and NAFTA. And which has put us in a horrible situation.
Because all our manufacturing headed straight to Mexico.
Right, right. So nobody ever talks about that. Yeah. And everyone's like Bill Clinton and the boom. And then everyone's like George Bush is a bad guy. I hate both sides, dude. And it's just the same thing.
I think
thing.
Clinton got lucky timing-wise because that's when the internet opened up.
Right.
And it was this huge new avenue for commerce. So all of a sudden, all this revenue was generated.
Those internet stocks were crazy back then.
I lived in New York, and in New York, all these websites would have these huge launch parties.
IPOs.
All these IPOs.
Yeah, I remember that.
And there were I remember this one. I swear to God, someone had given them so much money. They'd had this huge launch party, and it was called, literally the name of the website was Line 62. Okay? Because apparently in Shakespeare, one of the major, I think Hamlet or whatever, line 62 is to be or not to be, maybe. It's a big famous line. Mm-hmm. And so that was the name of the website, was line62.com. Yes, .com. And I went, they had this huge, lavish launch party, all this seafood, free flowing booze, all this shit. And I couldn't tell you for the life of me what that website was supposed to fucking do.
Yeah. Like
they had no idea. They were just launching
about
startups.
Right,
that's when it was always about startups. Yes. And then
website
everyone lost
startup,
their job.
Yes.
I think Digit, which was big for a minute,
could
have sold for like millions. And then I think he just sold for like $500,000.
Is that a blog post?
No, Facebook just bought it for $600,000, I think.
He could have sold it many years ago for
tens of millions, they said.
Dude, what's his name? Mark Cuban made all his money on this thing called Broadcast.com. It was streaming video technology.
And we haven't even heard of it.
And Yahoo gave him $1 billion for it.
Okay.
And immediately became outmoded technology. But that's where all his money came from, was developing that site right at the beginning and fucking $1 billion they gave him.
Well, what about the Facebook stock just still going down, dude?
Yeah, it's below 20 now, I think.
I'm jumping ship from Facebook.
Dude, yeah. I try and stay off of it. And the worst people going, I sent you a Facebook. I'm like, dude, I'm
done
with it.
It's over, dude. Let me tell you something.
Yes.
When
it's
I started
not,
it.
But I feel like it is.
When
I think it's starting
when Facebook
decline.
Started getting big, and then I came on like 3 years after that when it was just like college kids.
Right.
And then they opened it up to everybody. And when I first started doing the Naughty Show, I would send out an invite, and I'd get almost 100 RSVPs, and I would know it was going to be packed. Now I'll get like 30, and it's still packed. Cause people, I'll go. Nobody's going. Yes, I'll be there. It's when you look at the new timeline, I feel like a day trader.
Yeah,
I'm watching
and
all
it's
these
just
too much shit
too
going
much,
on.
Too much.
There's too much of, and there's a weird sort of like a feature where like someone can just add you to a group.
They
like,
can subscribe to you. Oh yeah, groups. Yeah,
they
yeah.
can add you to a group. So like, I spend every single day. I have to spend at least 10 minutes
deleting myself
from groups. That's why I'm so over. I'm going to fan.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I just feel like I hate this whole we're living online thing. It's like go back and live your lives.
I think Twitter.
Go outside and look around.
Google Plus trying to grab, but I just feel people are over
it. I'm just done with all. Yeah,
like, I like Twitter. You know why? Because I can follow Danielle, but Danielle doesn't have to follow me. And
right.
I can just...
Well, that's the one thing Twitter did. It just kind of stripped it all down to bare bones.
And if you
that's what it is.
And
yeah.
that's why people like
it
Facebook.
It is the timeline on Facebook.
Because MySpace, you'd have to hire a guy to build your site and your page. Like, Facebook is just like, it was one white page, everybody looked the same, and it was simple.
Yeah. I wonder what's next.
Not Google Blue.
Well, you could just do this whole
plus.
Yeah.
You could do a French accent. Google Blue.
You could do a thing.
You're not on Google Blue.
You could do something where you just tweet something and it'll shoot it to all these other places.
Yeah,
still,
that's
if you wanna,
what
like,
you do now.
If you don't want to
go
in there.
Well, I do think Facebook is going to stay in place for the layman because it's a
I
way
so
for
too.
People
just
to
a natural communication.
Yeah, and nobody
families
wants
love
to.
It.
Yeah, it's like
exactly.
nobody wants to get go back
big
and get all new friends and stuff like that.
I can't believe they didn't buy MySpace. And just incorporate.
I thought they were doing that. Or did they just
I think MySpace is great.
LA Speedweed retweeted us, by the
way. Think,
nice.
I think MySpace would have been great
LA Speedweed.
If Facebook turned it into a place where you all entertainers go. Like if you want to learn about follow your entertainers. You go on Facebook's MySpace. Therefore, like, I realize that half my friends on Facebook now are LA comics. I gotta go through and start deleting them because
I've unsubscribed all the time because I can't listen to all their silly announcements about bullshit shows and
bullshit.
And the best is when they're like, just finished the show, something greatest job in the world.
Loving this comedy grind.
Yeah, it's like, let's not
greatest
pretend this
job,
is your job. Like, let's not pretend this is your job.
Because
here's the thing. If it is your job, you would never say, this is the greatest job in the world.
Do not invite me to an open mic. Why would you use this fucking technology to invite me to where you're learning what you're doing?
They don't understand comedy and the scene yet. These are people who invite.
They invite everybody.
They invite people to open mics. Yeah.
They just invite everybody. They invite all.
There's this one black comic. I don't even know his name.
I forget we're talking about comedy.
No, but this black comic.
It is called Comedy Bone, though. I mean,
yeah, we are.
We
on
are
the
supposed
bone.
To talk about it.
But this one guy would really send out an invite, and then every day, about three times a day, he would ask people, why aren't you RSVPing to my fucking event? And I just had to sit and go, dude, stop begging everybody to come to your fucking event.
Damn.
You sound pathetic, man. And he went crazy on me.
There was one kid.
What?
I have something I want to bring up.
Do it.
What do you guys feel about bringer show promoters who lie to up and coming comedians about like people getting signed off their stages
who,
and
crazy
industry
Cindy
in the I don't know her, but in
or
general
Matt Taylor.
Do they have
what do you guys think about that? Because I think it's terrible, and there was a few people who have chimed in on some of their Facebook posts, like, you know, so-and-so was in our audience and seven comics got signed up, which, you know, has never fucking happened.
Yeah, well,
and some of the real comics kind of like chimed in and was like, you know, shame on you. You know, you shouldn't fucking do that, whatever. And he was just sticking to his guns, or he or she was just sticking to his
Matt
guns.
Matt Taylor.
And
Matt Taylor.
Don't you guys think that's terrible?
Is Matt
Taylor
completely ignoring you?
Is it Matt Taylor?
I'll tell you something else. Somebody that writes their jokes on their hand should not be teaching a
workshop. Is that Matt Taylor?
About stand-up.
I'm not mentioning any names.
Matt Taylor.
But I think any promoter promoter that would do something like that.
Matt Taylor.
Is it a male or a female?
Matt Taylor is male.
I don't know any females who have done it, but I do know male bringer show promoters.
Let me tell you something, promoter.
Don't know anything about
fucking bringer show guy. You mean
Brian Monarch?
No, but
I don't tell people they're going to get signed.
No, no, no.
Would you agree that his vibe
is a very straight up
his vibe and Matt Taylor's vibe?
Totally.
Two different vibes.
He's like, listen, I have a show. Sign up for it. Here's the requirement. There's no, it's going to give you this. You might be that. There's nothing like that. It's a straight deal.
You also, because when I meet new comics, I always tell them there's certain bringer shows they should do and certain that they shouldn't.
Right.
Because with you, you always book two or three working comics or comics that have been in it a while.
Keep the show
so
going.
That the people who are coming, if they come to see their friend and they don't like the other bringer comics, at least they have two or three comics
that
they know.
And there's nothing wrong with trying to promote a show to make sure you put people in the seats. But what these guys do, and it all started with TK back in the day, was that they
Who got married yesterday?
Well,
did it really?
Hitler
did.
Had a girlfriend, so everybody gets a fucking check.
Hey,
so
I like TK.
I do like TK, but he started the whole thing, okay, you gotta bring 8 people. If you don't, you owe me money. That is
Whoa.
I've never heard that.
He went off on the whole group of comics.
If they're getting away with it, this is the thing.
But
it's
they're
like,
not, because he still is doing the same thing he was doing 10 years ago. No one's going to help you, bro, if you're fucking people on the way up.
One of the other things is also that's one of the dangers of being a promoter. And I've discussed that with you before, is that you spend so much energy in being a promoter, the comedy ultimately suffers.
It does.
And you do have to be a comedian first. And when you become promoter first, you're killing. The comedy's dying. The comedy dies.
Well, your comedy dies.
Yes,
right,
absolutely.
Right.
If you
It just makes it harder to grow. How are you going to grow when all your energy is towards marketing it?
Yeah.
And you begin to almost resent that a little bit.
Yep. It's true.
It's a slippery slope promoting. I love you, Brian.
I totally agree.
About at a certain point,
it's very stressful.
The promoting has to taper off so you can focus more.
But it
on
depends
the
on what you want. Like, that's why there's certain comics that I'm glad they're promoting. Because it depends on what you want. You know, I remember when I was booking Dublins, all the comics used to look at me like, we don't really understand what you're even doing here. You're not a comic, but yet you're booking this show. Like, we can't categorize you. Like, they were nice to me because it was a great show, but they were all sort of like, we don't get you. And I always was like, what's the big deal? I fucking love comedy and I love being around comedians and I love watching the show. And I did it for the love of it. I wasn't a comic. I had no vested interest. Now that I'm a comic, I can totally understand when I see those people who are non-comics who book shows, I look at them. I'm like, is there a piece missing from your fucking puzzle?
Yeah, I'll tell you what
like,
it was.
I'm like, you're fucking weird.
Yeah.
Most of your people who are do a lot of the booking wanted to be entertainers themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And I
wasn't aware that
there's
I
a lot of promoters out there. I meet people who are like, I just want to manage like comedy tours and stuff like that, which is such an interesting thing. I guess it's a way to
that
work.
That job doesn't exist.
Yeah. Well, I talk to some young people.
Not
they're
for
like,
pay.
Yeah, yeah.
They want to work for like Live Nation. They want to work for like Live Nation. They want to like together. They want to like help Lollapalooza set up everything. And you know, it's like, it's an interesting thing. Some people want to do that. It's an interesting thing, but a lot
do
of people
need a massage.
Yes, I do need a massage.
You want to come sit
do
in
you
my
need
lap?
Some,
no, it's okay.
So
I'll give him, no, I'm
no,
good.
I'll get in trouble.
But you'd be amazed at how many people like just tried it and it didn't happen. So then they go, cause they weren't very good at it. And then they go in and then all of a sudden their view of what they try to do on stage that didn't work. Now they, that's what they like. And now they're looking for those people who are doing what they did.
Yeah.
As good. Not, and then they're just promoting the fuck out of
you,
them.
You know, when that happens
wait,
a lot too.
Understand.
You ever go into a radio morning show?
Yeah.
They're populated with frustrated comedians.
Yes.
And the one thing they want to do is prove they could go with a comedian. So then they set you up to do a routine. But then they keep trying to jump in on the routine. And it's like, hey, fuckwad, you're blowing the fucking time.
That's why I tell them we don't have to do my jokes. Let's
right,
just
I always
rip.
Do that. I'm like, let's just talk about something. Let's
I can
rip.
Talk about, you know,
because when they try and
we're
softball,
blessed to have
it,
an
it
opinion.
Yeah,
we're blessed to have an opinion. If you have an opinion,
if all you have is your material, it's so hard to keep it together.
You
those
see
people
that
try,
all
trying
the
to,
time.
You're trying to pause to set up your left turn, and they step right on it, and it's okay. Whatever.
My worst nightmare is. Any kind of platform where they want to do the Comics Unleashed format or the Bob and Tom format where right. where they're like, so I heard you like hair dryers like that.
And then
is,
they have a joke ready and loaded.
I'd just rather be a paralegal. Like, I don't want to be fucking subject to this. I fucking hate it. It is the most inauthentic thing in the whole world. I don't want to do it.
Right.
And I have decided that I'm going to keep it so real that I've realized that money and comedy for me is just not going to be where it's at. Like, you can stick true to who you are, but you're not going to make fucking money. And I'm completely resigned to that. Like, I won't do it anymore. I'm not going
to
fucking
can't,
do
and
it.
And you can't. You have to enjoy the journey. And that's the problem with the balance between the show and the business is that, you know, at a certain point, you can't be so concerned about the business that it's ruining the integrity of the show.
Exactly.
Because,
and
so much of modern comedy has been skewed about the business. It's all about the business. Well, Comedy Central likes this, and so-and-so looking for that, and they'll never put, it's like, okay, but if you don't enjoy it and it isn't what you want it to be when you get on that stage, you're gonna fucking kill yourself or quit.
Well, the ego around, like, wanting to be a full-time comic. Like, I remember I used to, all I wanted to be was a full-time comic.
And the
That's
best
all
is
I wanted
to
fucking
to add,
be.
So I'm like, well, you know, I'm kind of full-time.
Yeah, and it's like, you're full-time because you're unemployed and you're on unemployment. And but all I want to do is be a full-time comic. All I want to be a full-time comic. And then, now that I am one, all I want to do is a fucking job that brings me money in so
See,
I can enjoy doing
and
comedy
that's, and that's
again.
How people wind up in radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is, because then the radio job comes along like, hey, we'll pay you $1,200 a week to do
radio. You'd
be
great
show.
On the radio, D.
Yeah, but that's not happening.
Okay.
Yeah. I would love it. I would love it, of course. I guess it could, but that's
I love...
not... That's not.
But I'm saying
you
that's
know what I do.
Yeah. When that moment where you're like, I just want a regular gig. I'm gonna.
I actually,
my own club.
I would actually rather do radio than fucking stand up. I would.
I love
it
podcasting.
So much.
I love doing. I've learned, dude, that I
which
just
is radio.
I know what. Yeah, which is radio. I love. I've had certain visions and dreams I want to do, and I started chasing them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't chase checks. I chase dreams. As corny as that sounds,
right?
And if you just fucking focus on that. It fucking can happen, man.
Yeah.
It really can happen. Because the problem is, I realized very early into this LA process that I'm not an insider and the casting directors don't get me and I'm not the guy
who I had learned earlier.
A book. I'm not going to be booking shows and being an actor because they don't get me. I don't fall. I'm not like sassy black chick or fucking
well, it
stupid.
Well, it does help if you're a particular stereotype.
So I'm not that guy.
They can easily pick it and say, okay,
yeah, you're not Armo
there.
Enough. If yeah, you're right. A little bit more Armo.
They call me white boy Armo. I grew up thinking I was white, but the point of that
Gring Garmo.
The point of that.
Can I have a sip of this?
You can have anything you want. Yes,
yeah,
that's
drink it
so
like that.
Great. Do you like to work the balls? By the way,
yes.
But you don't need
you
ass.
Fucking know I do.
You don't need, I don't know what you're talking
no,
about.
No. I don't mean it like that.
I would like to know.
I talk about it on stage that
do
I
eat
you
ass?
Can't skip the balls. It's like a waitress skipping side work.
Do you eat ass? Do you eat ass at all?
Oh yeah, of course.
See, that's like if I've said this
I
before.
Don't know. See, I don't know. If
I think
I
a lot of girls don't.
Lick my ass.
Some guys like it.
Really?
Some guys don't. Because
I like making out.
I like it. And I'd if she licked my ass, I'd still fucking
hold
make
on,
out with her.
Hold
I don't
on,
give a shit.
Hold on. What you don't realize
no
is
I've had a girl lick my ass and try to kiss my mouth. I'm like, no,
I'll still do it.
Is it fucking dirty? That is a misconception.
Unless you don't. I mean, there's some guys who don't clean it. Like, if I
yeah,
take a dump, I'm like, oh, I can't get a blowjob
okay,
today.
Okay, well, that's crazy. Now that's your own neurosis.
Yeah, totally.
But,
I mean, I'll take a blowjob.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let her lick
but I don't want
asshole.
Her going down to a stink tank. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
No.
Tell them to take away, stay away from the stink
she
tank.
She judges whether it's an acceptable
I'll tell you something right now. I would rather have a dirty ass than fucking sour dick smell any fucking day of the week.
I don't even know what that means.
Sour dick smell. You know
sour dick smell is the absolute fucking worst.
But nobody wants to lick poop. That's what a dirty ass is.
What people don't realize is ass is a self-cleaning fucking muscle. So sometimes there's booty stank. That definitely happens. But like, it's not like there's going to be fucking.
That definitely happens.
Yes.
Believe me, just like a guy knows how to handle rank pussy, a woman knows how to handle
yeah,
rank
asshole. Yeah, it's called go back up.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly.
Down. You let her make the call. She goes down. It's like, nope, can't.
But it doesn't. That's
my favorite thing
nine times out of ten, that's
the
not
check.
The case.
Totally. I love it when they, I love it, but I love the fact. When you do have a stinky dick and you think you might you're not sure you're like and she does that look like
you know what I do
wash my butt.
I go like this like it just
I
happens.
Attempt to make sure I'm showered before I
I've had chicks throw up on my dick not because it stank but because I was
just
fucking cramming
fucking,
her head
yeah.
Oh geez, my dick looked like chunky
he's
soup it was so great
yeah,
Danielle
you know,
have you ever ran into a guy that enjoys going down on you as much as you enjoy going down on a guy
most guys
like going down on you as much as you like going
most
oh okay
or that's... more I mean well it's hard for me to say or more, but
yeah.
Where we're literally fighting, like he's going down on me and then I'm fighting him and flipping him over and I'm going down on him and then he's fighting. Yeah.
Do you like your ass eaten?
Love it.
Do you like
it
spitting?
I can only eat ass directly out of the pool. That's a great time. It's chlorinated asshole.
You're such a fucking retard.
I'm not joking, dude. It's so clean.
You don't think it's cool to just eat some ass like
no,
at the dance
right
club
out of the
or some
pool,
shit?
A nice chlorinated asshole is an
my
asshole.
My ex-boyfriend.
Thank God Summer doesn't
way.
Like her ass licked all the time.
What's that?
Thank God Summer doesn't like her
yeah,
ass licked all the time.
Great smelling ass. I love to put it on my face like it's an oxygen fucking mask.
Jason loved the
I just shove it in there and I breathe. Because that's life right there. That's fucking life. And you just put it on your
yeah,
face.
Yeah, here's the thing.
You
if you're into somebody, it's very thickly pheromonal down there. So
right.
If you're into somebody, you can just stick your face right up in their pheromones. You know what I mean? And if you're a self-respecting human, your ass is
this
clean
isn't
enough.
A dirty
to
ass. It's pheromones.
I like to suck the pussy lips into my mouth like the mouthpiece on a snorkel.
Do you like to eat pussy? Do you like to eat pussy?
I do, yes.
You
yes.
do?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like
there
to eat pussy, but I like
it,
to also take it,
can,
too.
You know what the weird thing is?
I'm big on just, like, bending over and
time.
Taking.
And then something happened, like, late 30s, where I was like, oh, my, what the fuck am I missing? This is fantastic. And all of a sudden, I was into it, and I love it.
Men who don't like, do you not like eating pussy?
I love eating
okay.
pussy.
Men who don't like to eat pussy weird me the fuck out. That's actually a deal breaker. And I'm not that into eating pussy where it's like I need it, but I need you to want to get your face up in there.
Right.
You don't even have to do it. I just need you to want to.
I don't think most chicks are so passionate about that. Most some chicks don't even give a fuck if you do
some
it.
Some girls
seems.
Don't want
how
you to eat
you
their
want.
Pussy.
Some girls don't. Some girls
they'll pull
don't
you back up.
Why? Because they don't want to worry in their minds about whether or not they smell bad. Or they
no,
don't.
Annoying.
It's not that. It's that women, and because I'm one of them. You don't know how to have an orgasm that way. So it becomes this thing where it's like, yeah, it feels good and it lubes up for fucking, but for the most part, it's not an ends to a means.
And you know
an
you're
going
to have to tell him he failed.
If you don't like getting your ass eaten, that's
well,
a deal
in his
breaker.
Mind, he failed.
That's a
I know.
Deal
Can I tell
breaker.
You guys something right
I'm
now?
I'm walking. I'm not even finishing. I'm grabbing my clothes. I'm not even going to put my clothes on. I'm grabbing my clothes, walking out the door, getting dressed in your hallway.
You if do, what? If what?
You if you don't like your do, ass eaten.
You need to do
Wait, I thought
Sam
we were talking about
Chipotle's. That's a deal breaker. And it's just all this thing.
No,
that you're
it's
like,
one thing. It's
wait,
one thing.
That's a deal breaker.
I think
it'll
Sarah Tiana
something like that, right?
Deal breaker. Yeah, but it's different because it's her deal breaker. Breakers,
yeah.
What, you know? You're not
I mean, I'm not
ass?
Saying you can't do. You shouldn't right. do a bit on stage with that wording because right. of her. But you can do. Yeah, you're like a video or something. But no. But see, that's
How
the thing.
Long is
that
this podcast?
Yeah,
man,
I thought it was an hour.
It is an hour.
We, my girlfriend's texting.
Okay,
go
guys, just
dinner.
We're gonna let Danielle finish
yes,
up on her point.
Night. Sorry, continue. I'm sorry.
No, no, no. I was. Just,
and you're gonna show us your vagina, right? That was the big ending,
no,
season finale.
I don't even remember. Oh, like I, it's a guy should stop thinking that he has a lot that much to do with your orgasm, like. Because you can get in succinct with somebody, but for the most part, like, I cannot, it's very difficult for me to have an orgasm from oral sex, and it doesn't matter how good the guy is, it's just, I can't focus.
Hmm.
I can't fucking focus.
See, that's, I think that's different for every girl, though.
It is,
Some
totally.
Girls can only
yeah.
come from oral.
Yep. Totally.
And can't come from penetration.
Yeah.
That's more common.
Not my penetration.
I can only come on top. That's it. I need to have clitoral and vaginal clitoral stimulation and vaginal penetration.
Or you can
Do you
touch
think
yourself?
It's degrading
like
if a guy's like, I want to come
you
on
don't
your
touch
face?
Yourself in other
no,
positions?
Because that's not how I masturbate. So digital, like finger to clit. Does nothing.
How do you
for
masturbate?
Me. I grind.
She likes
on
to
what?
Jump on top of something and just
pillows.
Right? Slow huh. grind.
I know it's weird.
That's not weird. I think
does
that's
this look like a pillow.
Easy.
All right, guys. I think that's a good
wait,
close right
the
there.
Introduction. You got to finish your introduction. Yeah, yeah,
and yeah. last, we have Sam Tripoli on the couch with Danielle Stewart. Episode 11 is in the can. That was a lot of fun. I really appreciate you guys coming down today. And that's about it.
All right.
Yep.
Yay.
Worth it.